Hello, hi there. Welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, your host, and I'm very glad to have you with me today. Compliments of the season, wishing you a Merry Christmas in advance. I hope you are having a wonderful season. Like I mentioned in my last episode, I will be sharing with us tips and bits on how to make the new year a much better year for us. And today we are going to be looking at the power and the role of goal setting. I'd like to start by sharing a very interesting study that was conducted by the Harvard Business School. This study showed that 83% of the population do not have goals. So you're either part of the 83% that don't have goals, or you're part of the 17% that have goals. Now, out of the 17% that have goals, 14% just have it in their mind. But the goals are unwritten. They have a plan somewhere in their mind, but it is unwritten. And then we have the last 3% who have definite goals, and those goals are written down. This study found out that the 14% who have goals are 10 times more successful than those without goals. Let me say that again. The 14% who have goals are 10 times more successful than those without goals. Now, the 3% whose goals are written are 3 times more successful than the 14% with unwritten goals. And that shows you the gap between those who have written goals and those who don't even have goals. This study shows us that having goals exponentially increases your chances of success. There's a question I like to pose in my goal setting classes. Imagine a football game, whether it's one of the leagues or it's maybe the World Cup, and imagine that there is no goalpost. So you have this bunch of players on the field passing the ball one to another, running from one end to the other end of the field, but they are not scoring goals because there is no goalpost. Would you watch that game? Would you enjoy that game? Do you think the fans will be excited about the game? Probably not, because there will be no shouts, there will be no victories. Of course, there will be no trophies if there are no goals. This is simply how a lot of people are living their lives. They are living their lives without goals. They're on the field of life, running from one end to the other, passing ball from one point to another, but they are not scoring goals because they don't have goals. And that is why I want to encourage you to have goals. A goal is simply a future outcome that you desire. What do you desire? What do you want to achieve by the end of 2022? That is your goal, and you should determine it, and you should write it down. Now, there are 7 areas for goal setting when it comes to your personal life. And I want to share these areas with you so that they can guide you in setting effective goals for the year. The first one is spiritual goals. I'm a spiritual being, I'm a Christian, and I believe that the first goal that you should set as a spiritual being is a goal that is aimed at drawing you closer to God and improving your relationship with Him. This way, you are better positioned to accomplish all your other goals, and of course, you will fulfill His will and purpose for your life. Examples of spiritual goals can include increasing the number of times you pray a day, or how often you pray, how often you fast, sharing your faith with others, studying the scriptures, you know, meditating more, doing things that improve and enhance the quality of your relationship with God. The second area for goal setting is health goals. Health is wealth, and your body is the means through which you function on the earth. If your body is not in good shape or in good health, then every other thing takes a second place. So it's important that you focus on health. How do you ensure that you are in health? How do you ensure that you keep yourself safe and healthy? And health goals are not just limited to physical health. It could also include emotional health, mental health, because all this comes together to really determine your level of health. So health goals are very important. And examples of health goals could include things like exercising more, joining a gym, hydrating more, drinking more water, eating better, eating more fruit, eating more vegetables, and things like that. The third area of goal setting for your personal life are what I call relationship or family goals. Family goals or relationship goals are goals that are aimed at improving the quality of our relationship with important people in our lives, strengthening and deepening our bond with our family members or with those people. And it is very important that we take time to build and nurture our relationships. Our relationship with our children, with our parents, with our spouse, you know, even with our friends and those around us. Family goals and relationship goals can also be aimed at creating beautiful and lasting memories with our children or with other members of our family. Examples of goals like this can include spending more time together, praying together, going on family vacation, dining together, exercising together, and so much more. The next area of goal setting I want to share is financial goals. Financial goals are very important, and I believe that everybody should have a financial goal, because financial goals are money-related goals or money-related objectives that you want to achieve within a period of time. And of course, you know that how much money you have at your disposal can greatly determine the quality of life and experiences that you have. So it's important that you determine, how much do I want to make this year? How much do I want to save this year? How much do I want to invest this year? And when it comes to financial goals, you should be as specific as possible. I mean, you should be specific with every goal, but when it comes to financial goals, you should be very specific and up to calling the figure of how much exactly XYZ amount that you want to make. What you define as a financial goal for the year drives and determines the level of economic activity that you will do. So examples of financial goals can be reduce my cost by XYZ percent, make XYZ amount of money in dollars, start a capital project, diversify my portfolio, invest in XYZ and buy shares, you know, things like that. Next, I want to talk about business or career goals. Your money is generated from a source, and it is either your business or your career. So when you make financial goals, you must closely tie it to your business goals so that your business can generate your financial goal or your career can generate your financial goal. So it's important that you set goals or make decisions about the things that you need to do to propel you towards being fulfilled on your job and, of course, towards making your financial goals. Setting business or career goals gives you the direction to propel your efforts, lets you know the skills that you need to learn and things that you need to develop. Examples of these goals could include getting a promotion, getting a raise, getting a new job, starting a new line of business, changing jobs, and so on and so forth. Next, I'd like to talk about personal development goals. Growth doesn't happen by accident. You must have a deliberate plan of how you want to increase your own knowledge, sharpen your skills, and improve your character. The focus of personal development goals is to help you become the best version of yourself. And I believe that every year there should be an improvement in the version of you that exists. So in 2021, you are, you know, 20.21 version. In 2022, you should be 20.22 version. And you keep increasing like that. And I tell you, if you keep working on yourself like that, if you keep unveiling new and better versions of yourself like that, you will always be at your best. You'll become the best version of yourself. So it is important that you have personal development goals and you set these goals to ensure that you become the best that you can be. Lastly, I want to talk about fun and recreational goals. And this is an area that very few people make goals. As a matter of fact, a lot of people think that, you know, recreation and fun should just come spontaneously. Why do I need to set goals? But the fact is that life often becomes routine and hectic, and we sometimes forget to have fun. It's important that we are intentional about doing things that we love and enjoy, spending time with people that we love and enjoy. We must create fun things to do and to look forward to on a consistent basis. And so it's important that you set out time and you set out a plan of how you are going to enjoy yourself and enjoy your life this year. Examples of goals in this area could include vacation goals, cruise goals, date goals, dining out as a family, going to the movies, going to a spa, weekend getaway, and so many fun things that you can do to drive yourself. I like to wrap up by saying this. You cannot aim for and achieve any great success without a goal. Just like you cannot really win a game of football if there are no goalposts. A goal gives you direction of what you want to achieve. A goal helps you to identify the destination through which you want to channel your efforts. It helps you to identify who you want to be and what you want to have at the end of the year. And so I'd like to encourage you to ensure that you set goals for 2022 and then you go out and smash those goals. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have found this valuable. Do remember to click the subscribe button, share with family and friends. And till next time, have a very lovely and wonderful Christmas. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye.